Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And I speak to you in God's holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. There's been in the church an age-old question that's gone on for almost 2,000 years, and that is, why was Jesus baptized? Why would Jesus request it? Why did the church remember this? We have to understand that the church is remembering this after the fall of the temple. The temple fell in 70 AD, and Pompeii had blown up when Mount Vesuvius blew up in 78 AD, and the church wrote this down. Matthew's gospel was written around the year 90. And so the church is remembering baptism and remembering its roots, remembering Jesus and how strong Jesus was and was able to stand up and proclaim the message of reconciliation, of hope and love. And how the church was asking its members to be baptized, to have that strength of the Holy Spirit, to stand up to oppression, to stand up to uncertainty, to stand up to darkness. And it's now believed by most scholars that Jesus' intention, there was two things operational here. One was, this is pre-Easter. And so Jesus himself was joining a community of faith, was making an outward sign that I am a part of this community of John, which has dedicated itself to living a moral life, to living in a community of forgiveness, of love, of reconciliation. And that Jesus is saying to the world of that time and to the world always, I am a part of this. But also there's an understanding that the baptism by John the Baptist was turning on, if you'd like, the presence of the Holy Spirit within Jesus. That Jesus had it from birth, as we all have it from our births. But there's a point of recognition, of clicking it on, of making it operational. And that baptism does that. And for us as Anglicans, we baptize as infants. We used to only baptize adults, but then whole families were baptized, and they would say, well, our children, we want them to be baptized. And so children started to be baptized, at first by immersion, and then later on by, as we do now, the putting of water on the child's head to symbolize all of the body has been baptized. We stopped doing the whole body because as the church moved further north, kids were dying of exposure from a lot of immersion baptism. And they thought, you know, if we're baptizing and the kids are dying, this isn't good. It's a bad sign. So they moved and changed baptism. And all this happened early. But the idea is, we make an affirmation that we as Anglicans, if you're baptized as a child, we have something called confirmation. And that's where as an adult, you make an affirmation, a completion of your baptism. And a lot of us have gone through in that process. Others have not, but we always have classes. I mean, that's what I'm going to be doing this winter, is having a confirmation class as well as the Bible study. It all is going to work together. So we affirm, and we affirm the Holy Spirit alive in us, just as Jesus affirmed the Holy Spirit in him and was able to go beyond the norm and lead courageously, allowing God to be fully alive, fully powerful in him. And Jesus went on to really had already studied, but really affirmed and began his ministry at the Jordan River with his baptism. And things moved forward from there. We remember, for instance, that when we read this morning in Isaiah, when Graham read it for us, that The purpose of Jesus' ministry is found here in Isaiah. And Jesus said that he was come to open the eyes of the blind, to bring the prisoners from dungeon, from the prison of those who sit in darkness. And that was Jesus' ministry. And it's our ministry too. For here we are as progressive Christians working to open the eyes and see that God is alive in our midst today. And yesterday we went to the workshop with Dr. Tim, and he was there to help us open our eyes and give us tools to speak to people around us about what God is calling us to do now, is to be stewards of the planet Earth and to work at caring for the planet Earth and to speak to us so that we will speak to others. It is a ministry. We are called, just as Jesus was called, to open the eyes of the blind in his own time. We inherit that mission, and we are called to it now. And we're going to need the Holy Spirit affirming us and empowering us to speak truth to power, to speak truth to ignorance, to speak truth to the deaf. I don't mean physically deaf, but people who just won't hear. It's going to take courage. If you are committed to spreading the word that we only have 10 years left to really make a difference, to speak to ourselves even when we want to do something like maybe rev the engine or something, to not do it, we have to have courage. It's not going to be an easy task. You've seen how Greta Thunberg, even though she is just a young girl, she just turned on the 3rd of January, 17, how she's been ridiculed, but she's persisting. We are going to have people in our own families who are going to think we are nuts. It's happened in my family, and we just have to persist. My wife's brother, who's a very highly educated person, thinks that all the business of climate change is bunk. But we have to keep persisting. We have to keep persuading, because we don't have a lot of time. But it's a ministry that we have, to speak truth even to people who don't want to hear the truth, to speak truth to people who are in denial, to even pursue it more and find out more of what we know of what's happening, so that we can join with others in this ministry of reaching out and talking the truth as it's now understood. It won't be easy, and you may have people who will shut the door in your face. But it's been ever thus. Speaking truth is not always easy. I know that most of us here have spoken truth to power over the years, and it's not easy. But the Holy Spirit is alive in us, as it was alive in Jesus, to give us the courage and the energy and the vision to keep moving forward. And that's why the Eucharist is important. For the Eucharist is that sense of communion with Jesus, that we are joined together in this spiritual company of the Holy Spirit going over centuries to give us the energy to be alive ministers living today. And so as we go into this new year and we celebrate the baptism of Jesus, we also celebrate and reaffirm through our own actions our own baptism. And I pray that as we receive the sacrament this morning, we may be empowered by the love of God, which is given to us, which is in us and alive in us. May God bless us all as we journey. Amen.